Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Trisha Paytas and Paris Hilton joining Real Housewives, Jamie Lee Curtis inventing Instagram, Chris Pratt versus Bees, and our movie marathon reviews of Barbarian, The Menu, and Glass Onion. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Corey.
Hi.
Hi, Tyler.
Oh my gosh, it's a new year.
It's a new day. It's a new dawn. It's a new year.
Are you feeling good?
And I'm feeling good.
Okay, now who has the best version of that?
Boom, da-da, boom, da-da, boom.
The correct answer is Adam Lambert.
Birds in the sky.
Okay.
You know how I feel.
Actually, I take it back. The correct version is Corey me. Cool.
Is there a... Does Michael Bublé sing this song?
You know what? That does ring a bell. When he does it, he does things right.
He's all boom, boom.
Oh, it's an acoustic? What is it called when the Pentatonix does all the bonk?
Beatboxing.
Is it beatboxing? No, it's, what is that? When those people are all like...
Scatting?
No!
It's beatboxing.
No! What are they up to?
What do you mean? They're all...
Yes, when the people are all doing that as a group, what is it called?
Acapella.
Acapella.
Oh my god.
Now, acapella is a well, it's two words. Or is it one word?
Well, I think it's one word.
How many P's? How many L's? This is a word harder to spell than restaurant.
Acapella is... Oh wait, no, there's a space between the ah and the
See?
Capella.
Yes.
Why don't we ever say a capella?
I've always asked that. That's what I'm starting this year asking the important questions.
You really are.
Yeah.
When I Googled acapella by Carmen came up. Do you remember Carmen?
Carmen. Yes. Yes.
Whatever happened to Carmen?
She is doing stuff. That girl from Carmen, the woman from Carmen, she came up on my For You page recently.
Oh, she's on the TikTok.
Yeah, I think she's up to something.
Do you think that we're going to lose TikTok as a nation?
Lose in what way? Lose control, lose access, lose...
Access. I saw this, like, some Republicans were... all up to try and, like, in some states, some Republican states were all, "Get your TikTok out of our cell phones."
Well, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. Isn't it? It's foreign owned. So we are selling our data and our information to some other entity who might be using it for nefarious purposes. But I think the bigger issue Republicans are going to have with it is they can't How do they hijack it to spread misinformation? How can they use it for hijacking elections? I guess other nations can do it because if they own it, they can choose the algorithm. But Republicans feel maybe it's a little out of their control. Maybe they don't have the access that like they have to like Facebook or something.
Well,
wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, they're working with big Facebook. Since all the youngers are,
it wouldn't surprise me if somebody shut it down in the same way Elon Musk swooping into Twitter has an impact on how like social movements are able to gain steam and spread. Like TikTok has the same power. If somebody has feels threatened by that, I would not be surprised if they swooped in to do something similar. And that's how I feel.
TikTok, you don't stop. you know that song?
I do. You know what though is what interesting about TikTok?
What song is it? What song is it then, if you know it?
And you don't stop.
I want to sex you up.
TikTok on the clock. When Kesha said TikTok, that was history.
And she spelled it the way that they spell it.
When that old woman in Hunger Games was all, TikTok, TikTok.
I think that was spelled differently.
That was history.
Kesha has owned TikTok this whole time and none of us knew.
Maybe.
Birds we'll never know. In the sky. You know how I feel.
You know what I do like about TikTok, though, is it's I'm watching younger generations discover cultural moments in their own time. So, for example...
This is what you spent your whole life doing. Experiencing cultural moments in your own time.
Yes. Well, no, it's like, I don't know, viral moments from 2008 or something going viral in 2022 on TikTok and people not understanding like, oh, this is old. Oh, this happened a long time ago.
Baby,
like,
it is 2023 now.
Oh my gosh. Jump scare.
Huh. First podcast of the year. Do you think it's going to be a hit?
I don't know. Maybe a hit and run. Ooh. I got the runs, so you bring the hits.
I do bring the hits and you bring the runs.
Speaking of TikTok, did you see the Chris Pratt news?
No. Oh, he got a bee sting in his eye?
Chris Pratt reveals he suffered from a painful bee sting on his left eye after attempting to control bees when he saw a beehive. He saw a popular TikTok beekeepers video that built up this false sense of security in me, end quote. I think I can control bees too.
Okay. Is that his quote? He's the one using the word control?
He said, quote, it built up the false sense of security in me. I think I can control bees too.
Men always trying to be controlling things.
What else is he controlling in addition to bees?
He's the two is in
bees
in
nuts.
Would you rather get stung on your nuts or stung on your eye?
Stung on my is the nut getting impacted or is it just the sack?
I don't know.
Is it the iris being impacted?
The iris?
I don't even know what that's called.
You call your urethra your iris?
No, what is it called in the middle of the eye that you see out of? Cornucopia.
Pupil.
Pupil.
TikTok.
Is it
TikTok.
The pupil getting stung or is it my
depends
egg whites?
On, are you quick reaction? Can you, like, if a bee came near your eye, would you blink it closed real quick? Or are you all...
And trap it in?
Are you all wide eye? Get in there.
What are you saying? Like, I yoink it into my eye via eyebrow, eyelash?
I have very fast reflexes. I don't know if you know this about me, but if a bee came near my eye, I would close them real quick. Those of you who aren't Tyler aren't seeing, but I'm demonstrating... closing my eyes real quick.
I don't know.
Tell them how quick. Tell them how quick I'm closing my eyes and how a bee.
You're definitely like.
And a bee could. A bee could never get in there.
If an eye could chomp, yeah, that's what your eye looks like. It's
thank
doing.
You, thank you. My eyes do chomp. Bees, bees nuts. Did you say bees nuts?
Yes, bees nuts.
Oh, okay.
Like D's nuts.
Have you ever said D's nuts?
No, but people get me all the time on Twitch.
Wow. In the chat, tell me, teach me.
I'll be reading the chat, and then as soon as it comes out of my mouth, I know that I got.
What do you say?
They'll be like, "Oh, do you know about D's?"
And you say D's what? And they say D's nuts.
Well, and they have cleverer this ways.
This sounds very what'd you do fart.
It is. It is.
This sounds very doll hairs.
Well. Get into the gig, Henny.
I can't believe you're duped so easily. You would probably get your eyes and your balls stung by a bee. A twofer.
A twofer? A fourfer.
Yeah. Both balls, both eyes.
Is it true that when a bee stings, it dies?
When the bee stings. When the dog barks.
Or yes.
Why is the dog biting?
Good question. Put it down.
In most cases, they do.
Oh, but that's so sad. Sometimes all it takes is one bad moment and the dog gets put down. Maybe your kid shouldn't be so close to the dog.
Maybe your dog shouldn't be off leash without having 100% recall.
Okay. Now we're making hypotheticals. Hey.
You know I get dog talk. What are we moving on to?
Well, I was going to say, the new year, every year you have this phenomenon for New Year's Eve, the glasses.
You know,
we've discussed this.
Oh, you know the song that's all. Dun, 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 dun.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Yeah, it's a Muppet classic.
I think he just says monomonom. He doesn't say phenomenon. Anyways, yes, you want to talk about the 2023 glasses?
Did you see the revitalized, revamped, upgraded version?
Baby, I sent you that picture. I sent it to you.
I just sent you a real updated version.
I'm never going to get it. I blocked your number, and you know
this. Person says, I decided to use my 3D printer to figure out how the hell we're doing this.
Where did you...
And these actually don't look bad. I like them. They're in the episode topic ideas. Carrie put them as a link in episode topic ideas on the Discord. But we originally had seen a pair that looked so monstrous and wrong that it shouldn't have ever come to fruition. But this upgraded version.
Yeah.
It's the eyes peek through the loops of the twos. I like that.
I'm into this. I was thinking, you know, there must be someone, because you know how I say, if you can think it, it exists. You know, there is someone who has every set of glasses from the year 2000, which I think was the debut. Were they doing those before the 2000s? Because
I'm sure you can find them for sale on eBay/Etsy.
But I'm saying, you know, there's someone who's like, oh, this is my drawer of my New Year's Eve glasses, and it's got every year.
My sexy specs.
Yeah, and maybe they also take their glasses to the airport to get them cleaned.
You can. You can, and you could, and you should.
But those are the ones this guy made. It doesn't have lenses. Do not have lenses.
I think what people should be doing is, what if, okay, imagine you take 2023 and you turn it on its side, so the three is at the bottom, and you use the hoops of the three as your the under eyes,
and it goes, so the and all the other numbers come down in front of you like a trunk.
Yes, it's almost kind of like a
because it could.
Ooh, it's a horn.
It could really cascade either way down. It could also go up and still work.
I don't want the 202 covering my face.
You would rather, baby. It's either gonna be covering your forehead or it's gonna be covering your nose and mouth like a trunk. Which one?
Cover up the forehead. It's fine. It's cool. It's chill.
That's the idea I was just pitching, because previously you had said the other.
You weren't pitching, you were bitching.
Hey, Sharks, have you needed to restyle your New Year's Eve glasses? Well, have an idea for you.
You know, get it going.
Into the gig. I would like to meet someone who has every single pair of New Year's Eve glasses and every single album of Now That's What I Call Music.
That would be a collection.
You know,
that is like, put that in the MoMA. That is a
Yeah, I was
seeing... A catalog.
I was seeing a lot of, like, people were home for the holidays and shit, and they were posting pics in their parents' house and dragging their parents' decor and that their parents collect penguins or elephants or whatever. And it's like, who's got the cool parents that collect these? Does your mom have a kink for every New Year's Eve glass? If you're out there, listener, please reach out.
I'm just... I think the only Now I ever owned was 4.
Are you looking at them?
I went to go see. I thought it was 5 because I was like, okay, well, I know number 5 is Blue Dabba Dabba. So I was like, okay, well, it's not Now 5. And then I just, yeah, it's Now 4 that has Blue Dabba Dabba as track 5.
I had the original Now. My mom was really into getting me the Now albums. I probably got up until the teens.
Well... Good for you. I didn't realize you were so rich.
Well, I did. I had a CD binder in my car, you know?
Oh, yeah. I had that in my car. It was all, like, burned musicals.
Mm-hmm. I had the roof thing, or the visor CD thing.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I saw some Real Housewives news.
Well, please tell me, what did you see?
Tell me if this is true.
Oh, listen, okay, hold on. If you saw this on Twitter, just know there's a lot of fan accounts that just spread stuff for attention. That's what you got to know if you're coming into the Housewife
universe,
cinematic universe.
Okay, well, is it true that Paris Hilton could possibly be joining Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
So there's a big, because her mom, Kathy Hilton, had big drama last season at Beverly Hills. So they're saying that Paris Hilton is coming to finish what her mom started.
Which is what?
Being bullied by other women. So now Paris is going to come back and bully them back because apparently she's got unfinished business. You know when?
Well, I'm reading that Trisha Paytas might be joining Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That would never happen.
What do you mean that would never happen? She's a Real Housewife. She's in the Beverly Hills.
That would never happen. But I did somebody. I don't know.
Never happen?
Because you don't understand how they cast people for this show.
Why would it never happen?
You think Kyle Richards is gonna let Trisha Paytas be on Real Housewives? No.
You think Kyle Richards has any type of say?
Yes. On Beverly Hills, yes. You don't know the cinematic Marvel universe.
Okay, so what? She's an executive producer?
Kyle Richards is an OG, so she's got it. She's got a lot of input in Andy's ear. She's got a lot of say. She's got a lot of sway.
Well, I have to say, whoever you're talking about...
Kyle Richards.
Is not bringing in an audience.
Kyle
whoever
Richards.
Whoever I'm talking about... is bringing in a new audience.
Are they trying to bring in a new audience? Brand new?
I don't know. I don't know what they're up to over there in the Real Housewives.
Maybe you should put some money up to produce a new Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but it follows Trisha Paytas and whoever you think should be on it.
You know, I don't know if I would...
I'll do the casting. I'll do the... Well, we'll like co-do it. And then I'll run the confessionals.
Okay.
We'll have to get a crew, but this
we're
seems,
ready.
This seems doable. You want to make TV in 2023?
Hard pass.
Oh, you hate television. So I saw that Paris Hilton. I also saw the rumor that Paris Hilton was going to be on. But it came with a screenshot of like Paris's a supposed Instagram story. I didn't track this information down, and I don't follow Paris, so I don't know if it's true. But she said she had a big announcement on December 30th, which is before we're, which is after we're recording this. So we don't know what the announcement is yet.
Well, I saw Trisha Paytas tweet, okay, best news ever. Have to wait till end of January to announce it, but I'm screaming. Manifest, it really works. Whatever you see, anything you visualize can and will happen.
Huh. Ooh, what do you think it is?
Unrelated to anything. I don't know.
Save that.
It really could be.
Save that for our future predictions episode, and we will predict what her big news is. Write it down.
Okay. Will do.
Thank you.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Did you see?
Juicy.
Did you see?
I didn't.
Now, I like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay, yes. Also, you could have very much just been like, speaking of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and then going to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Why? Is she there?
You saw the scene of her last season hanging out with Kyle Richards, and she was showing off all her charity stuff, and that other girl was telling her everything was so chic. Didn't you see that?
Oh, I did see that. I did see that.
Jamie, very chic. And it was just like a wind chime.
If I saw a wind chime, I would call it chic. I have a wind chime from World Market.
You know the like plastic that goes around.
And you know what? You came to visit for Christmas and you didn't mention my wind chime once.
I didn't see it.
But did you hear it?
No.
Interesting.
Couldn't hear much over your gums flapping.
Gums.
You're just flapping your gums.
My dentures out?
You were farting up a storm. I couldn't hear nothing over your flapping and your farting. You were doing that arm thing where you cup your armpit and make a fart. Can you do that?
I'm trying to do it now. I could never do it. No. But I could do with my hands.
I don't know what that is. Anyway, okay, so Jamie Lee Curtis, speaking of Beverly Hills.
Jamie Lee Curtis was on.
Why is it curtains? Jamie Lee Curtis? That's a good drag name.
Jamie Lee Curtis. There's a Jamie Lee Curtis in my Twitch community. Jamie Lee Curtis was on one of the. She was on the Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
Okay. And she said she invented Instagram.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it.
And she said, and everyone in the audience laughed, and she said, no, 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 no. I did. And which she's like, we'll get back to that. And she never did. But then there's a video of her on some Sirius XM radio show. And she's talking all about how she invented Instagram. And she said before Instagram ever came out, she had a website on Blogspot called iPhonies.
Okay. How do you spell iPhonies? What was
she
that?
She spells it out. I-P-H-O-N-E-Y-S. And she said
E-Y-S.
Her friends would send her pictures and she would upload them to the Blogspot.
Blogspot. What was...
Okay.
Continue.
And then Instagram came out, and then everyone made the switch to Instagram. So she's saying the idea conceptually did come from her.
Yeah. Okay. I invented smart water.
I think that was Jennifer Aniston. Something tells me.
Who did what?
Who invented smart water?
I did.
It was 50 Cent.
I have a similar story about
I think it was 50 Cent.
About how I invented smart water and somebody stole it from me.
Who's the somebody?
Well, when we were kids, we being me, my mom and I would watch Candid Camera all the time, and you could write in your ideas for them to prank people. And I wrote this letter in about how they should have a water called Smart Water and how they should have like a school or and a boss somewhere, undercover boss somewhere, put it in their office and say that it's Smart Water and it makes your employees smarter because you're dumb.
It's a different concept.
But the branding was there, my sis. And so now I need to know if anybody who has affiliations to Smart Water ever used to answer mail at Candid Camera. Because if so, I think I've got a lawsuit coming in 2023. You don't agree?
I'm just writing down that you invented smart water so I can say that it's true. I have nothing to say to you, but...
Well, it's. I mean, most people are jealous of really good ideas because they didn't think of it.
Well, I do believe that the universe plants concepts and you have to be quick to act on them when you get that concept.
Or it jumps to someone else's brain.
Yes. There's a thing where it's like in the zeitgeist, you know, when like the same movie gets made at the same time by multiple studios or yes. Similar songs get made at the same time. It's like, bitch, yes, you are an antenna for the universe to send its good ideas to. But bitch, it's not going to wait around for you to execute the idea. If you don't get up off your ass and do it, it's going to the next person. So Jamie Lee Curtin's, you didn't get up off your ass and turn your Blogspot into something worthwhile.
But wasn't Instagram really, what was that video, what was Daily Photo, what was that?
Daily Booth, Daily, created by...
Daily Booth.
Who's that man from the 70s show?
Isn't...
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher came up with Daily Booth?
He was an investor or he was a co-owner or
Isn't
something like
Daily
that.
Isn't Daily Booth the first Instagram? And where does...
Now let's have that conversation.
And where does Daily Booth fall in regards to whatever Jamie Lee Curtis came up with?
She definitely was not on the Daily Booth. We were.
I wasn't. I really missed it. I didn't do it.
I did. I was. I was there. I was using my front-facing MacBook camera.
Listen, we understand. You went to college. You got a MacBook. You tried out every app on it. Did you learn GarageBand?
I did not, but I was tempted for half a second.
What were you going to do? A cappella?
And then some. Scooby-Doo bop bop ba doo bop bop.
That's Zatarain's.
Hey, I saw three movies with you. Can we discuss them?
Yeah, we have 6 minutes to discuss three movies.
Actually, we saw four movies. So Corey finally made me watch Scream 5.
So what
I
did
slept
we...
through the middle. It was fine.
You fell asleep for 10 minutes. I heard you're snoring. Okay, what did we watch? We watched Scream 5.
It was fine. It was fine. To me, it was no Scream 4.
It was fun.
It was unafraid to reference or not reference, which I liked.
You're a bad Scream fan. It is.
I'm not here to be your Scream fan. I'm here to be me. Thank you.
When are you going to start?
Start what?
Being yourself.
Bitch. 2023. Starting today.
It's a new dawn. Okay, so how are we doing this? Are you just going to give a five? You should give us...
Well, you already talked about Scream 5, so now we can go to the movies we both saw.
We're just going to each give a 1-5-star review of each.
Surely I'll talk more than that, but Scream Barbarian,
five
go.
Scream 5 was a 5. Barbarian was a 5.
I loved Barbarian. Spooky, scary. Oh, it twists and turns. You really didn't know what it was going to be about. If you watch it, go in for a journey. It had laugh out loud moments, but it was
also had out loud moments.
Absolutely. And I don't know. It was mother's milk.
Don't spoil it for the people.
Okay, I won't.
I give it 5 out of 5 mother's milks.
I don't like real scary things that can happen to real people.
Those are my favorite scary movies.
No. No.
I don't want some monster crawling out of some shit.
Ah, oh my God, I just poked myself in the eye.
Oh, y'all. I just had to watch him poke himself in the eye. And now it's like, this is proof that I was right, that this bee would sting his actual eyeball because he didn't
close
his eyes. Well,
I was pressing down on my nose with a pen. I'm not sure why.
And it just...
But then it slid. I'm so greasy.
It slid right off of your bridge of your nose and into your eye. Well.
Okay, so Barbarian, watch it.
Okay, what's next?
Watch it. Glass Onion.
Watch it.
Which is not a sequel, but like another.
It's a whodunit.
What was the original?
Knives Out.
Knives Out, which we all loved and saw.
Did you?
With, you know, the real, the whodunit of it all.
Can you name?
It lives in the same universe.
Can you name one actor or actress who was in the original? Not including.
Mila Kunis.
Not including Daniel Craig.
Mila Kunis.
Was she?
Brendan Fraser.
Toni Collette.
That's what I said.
I said what I said.
I love Paris. Why would I say that about Paris? We're friends.
Who said that?
Remember when the paparazzi were like...
Who said that?
Lindsay.
Who said that?
How do you feel about Paris? And she's like, Paris is a cunt. And then they said, what? And she goes, I didn't say that. It's all in the same video. Okay, so Glass Onion.
I give it 4 out of 5 Glass Onions.
I give it, you know what? I thought it was of the moment. I thought it was talking about...
It was set in 2020.
Was it?
Yeah.
They had some COVID stuff going on in it. They had some... it's a whodunit.
How much did you say that you saw the house on Zillow for? How much was it?
Oh, I don't know. I follow this like Zillow Gone Wild on Twitter.
Is that the one that like they do scary?
So I don't know if it's real. What they're referencing, but it's a $450 million home, 17 bedrooms, 22 baths, 29,000 square feet, 26 acres. I'm linking to you now, but I'll also put it on the Discord on the episode topic ideas. Yeah, so I don't know if it's real, but I mean, clearly they filmed it somewhere.
Do they? Wait. And it actually has a glass onion on the top?
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I don't believe that part of it is real. I think that's CGI.
Okay.
Anyway, who's that guy that's like in every movie right now?
I don't know his real name. David Bautista.
Oh my God.
I think.
And then he was in something last night that we watched. What was it?
He was in Dune.
Dune and Glass Onion and some new Jonathan Groff Gaze in the Woods horror movie.
M. Night Shyamalan and the new Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, he's really having a moment. Industry plant to replace The Rock.
I had never seen him outside of his blue character in Guardians of the Galaxy, and then I saw him in 9 things all at once, and I was like, okay, having a moment.
Everything Everywhere all at once.
It is him. 6'6" yeah. Man.
I thought, you know what? It was fun. You should watch it. And then The Menu.
We watch all spooky shit?
Yeah. Well, the menu, I don't know if you would call it spooky. It's definitely a thriller.
I was spooked a lot.
It's definitely scary.
It could happen to you.
At times. That's a thing. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm like, I don't want it to happen to me. I don't want any of these
well, things don't to happen. Don't go to a fancy dinner where you have to take a boat.
I really liked the menu. If you haven't seen anything about it, and it's playing somewhere near you, don't watch a trailer, because I watched the trailer after I saw the movie, and I'm like, this really shows a lot of like the interesting twists, so don't watch the trailer.
That's what your friend was saying, too, that he... I benefited from having not seen the trailer.
I thought it was really good. I thought it was saying a lot, which, you know, not everything is going to stick, but I like a movie that has something to say.
You know what?
I've always said that.
You know who else says that?
Who?
Sarah Bareilles. She's all, say what you want to say. Let the words fall out. I want to see you be brave, baby.
Okay. Not the spoken word.
Oh.
Well, is there anything you need to bring up, Corey Cool?
No, that was
it. That's all the movies.
I thought, thank God you took notes, because I had nothing to talk about, and here I just talked.
Oh, I've been... All week long, I've been putting things into episode topic ideas on the Discord, and I'm like, ooh, we are ready for the next episode. I love when people put stuff there, because I'm like, that is so helpful to me.
You love when you feel prepared.
Well, I always tweet every Monday. I'm like, okay, we're about to record. What episode topics go? And then literally every week without fail, multiple people go, how is it that every time I see this tweet, my brain goes numb? I have nothing. So I feel like we need to like, if you ever see anything that needs to be discussed on the pod, immediately link it to us, immediately tweet it to us, immediately put it on the Discord. Like, that is, do it or else.
Not or else.
Or else.
Oh my God. All right. Oh my God. Look, starting off the new year.
Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me ringing in the new year, baby. Mm. Hey, wait, real quick. How long can you say Happy New Year to someone before it's cut off?
I just wouldn't.
Oh, you don't like to wish things for people. Okay.
Well, who am I saying Happy New Year to?
Okay, now lastly, if it gets to the end of January and you're feeling like tweeting, how is it still January? Just don't.
I'm coming up on like 3 years of my Christmas tree being up.
I feel like every January people wait and it gets to be January 28th and they're all, how is it still January?
You know what? If you have something to say, save that for the end of January. I'm sure you'll say it.
How is it still January?
Ooh, January 6th is coming.
Drag race.
Big day for MAGA and Draga.
Is it their MAGAversary?
It's their MAGAversary. It's our Dragaversary.
And I can't wait to celebrate. I guess you'll have to find out which one I'm at by tuning in next week.
Okay, bye.